well-meaning friends set me up with, sitting politely through boring conversation, and constantly checking my watch to see how much longer I have to stay. With that kind of image, why would I ever want to date again? Well, Exact Radio 990 The X just gave me a great reason, the 990 Exact Love Line. I just called, answered a few questions about who I really am and who I'm really looking for. And you know what? I'm getting matched up with some great people, guys that hate the bad things about dating as much as I do. Since the 990 Exact Love Line matches you up based on shared interest, I haven't had one...
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to discuss their differences over post-war Iraq and Iran's nuclear program at Camp David today. Putin arrived for the two-day summit last night, the presidential mountain retreat in Maryland. Correspondent Mark Smith with more.
In a pre-visit interview, Putin insisted the chaos and bloodshed in post-war Iraq proves he was right in opposing the U.S.-led war. Still, he said he's ready to put aside those differences with the administration and work together on Iraq. He even dangled the possibility of Russian peacekeepers, assuming the United Nations takes charge in Baghdad.
Conflicting reports out of Iraq this morning. Iraqi police say a fifth citizen has died following a shooting by U.S. soldiers at a checkpoint in Fallujah last night. The U.S. military, meanwhile, says two Iraqis died after soldiers opened fire when a vehicle tried to run the checkpoint. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
A Baghdad hotel that houses U.S. military officers and civilian support staff was hit by three missiles or rocket-propelled grenades early this morning. They were fired from the middle of a street. There were no injuries. The United Nations will apparently have a greater role in helping transform Iraq into a democracy. That's according to a U.S. official who says the U.S. has promised to allow the U.N. to have input in the process. Correspondent Edith Lederer.
The U.S. official says the United States has agreed to give the United Nations a bigger role both in the elections in Iraq and the political transition from one-party rule under Saddam Hussein to a democracy.
Campaign records show Arnold Schwarzenegger owes more than $2.4 million in unpaid bills to consultants and other creditors. His campaign treasurer says the money has gone to advertisers and creditors who demand payment up front. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free Better Sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
The government is asking a federal appeals court to review a decision blocking the national Do Not Call registry. The Federal Trade Commission has also asked a federal judge in Denver to suspend his ruling until the appeals court addresses the issue. The agency admits that it can't enforce the ban on most telemarketing calls until court disputes are settled. Still, some consumers may get fewer calls. Yet another major company is laying off workers. Here's IRN's John Russell.
The 150-year-old Levi Strauss Company has announced its closings of production facilities in the United States and Canada. The company is moving the jobs of 800 Americans and 1,180 Canadians out of North America in order to save on labor costs. Strauss created controversy when it cut off its support of the Boy Scouts of America because of the youth group's refusal to allow homosexuals access to children. A bid to tie into the youth market with a suggestive counterculture-styled ad campaign failed, and the company lost $3 billion in sales in the last 6 years, nearly half of its earnings in 1996. That's not all of Strauss's problems. Two former company executives are suing, claiming that Strauss had exaggerated its earnings. John Russell, IRN News.
Injuries and damage from the world's strongest earthquake in more than 2 years are relatively minor. Officials say residents of the northern island of Hokkaido in Japan were well prepared. They were cleaning up this morning even as aftershocks continued. I'm Richard Stewart. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
It's the ultimate in
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Just how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Back is in studio once again with Stephen Pickford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
See, we are back in the saddle again after our trip out to the beach. And
Came back to the studio all rested, looking forward to future trips. But one of the great places that we passed and by and had dinner at during our voyage down to the north of Boston area and Salisbury Beach last week, we went through the Lakes region of New Hampshire and pulled off the interstate to the town of Meredith, New Hampshire, and had a great dinner at Hart's Turkey Farm. Russ Hart joins us on the line now. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing great. What a fabulous meal. You've been doing business for 50 years, and it just keeps getting better.
Well, thank you.
Oh, everything that is possible to do with a turkey you have on the menu, but you're not just turkey either.
That's correct.
Let's go through some of the things that you have on the menu.
We do some nice fresh seafood. We have an Italian section. We have stir fry. Nice prime rib.
Mm.
We make our own soups.
Oh, yeah. And those are amazing soups.
What kind of soups do you have?
We have a turkey rice soup, a great New England clam chowder, and a French onion soup.
I had the French onion soup when I was there, and boy, was it ever
good. And I had the clam chowder, so we're going to test it. Good. And start off the meal with that carrot relish, which people can even buy from you over the phone, and you'll send some out to them to get that great taste.
That's correct.
Carrot relish and crackers. I thought, well, maybe it wouldn't. I didn't know what really to expect, but hey, I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
It just sort of grows on you. You say, oh, no, take a taste. Yeah. Boy, it's all too soon. It's all gone.
That sounds really interesting. I've never heard of that before.
It's a great little thing. Carrots, vinegar, brown sugar, green peppers, and other spices.
Oh, tasty.
Sounds tasty.
Yeah. Like a homegrown recipe. Now, Hart's Turkey Farm restaurant actually started in 1954.
That's correct.
And they've basically gone and specialized in almost any kind of dish that you can imagine with a turkey. Now, there is no truth to the rumor that there will soon be a radio promotion involving helicopters.
Yes, during Thanksgiving. Well, every day is Thanksgiving at Hart's Turkey Farm, as they
say.
That's
correct.
Now, I'm looking here. Turkey dinner. You'll just serve it with just a turkey on the plate. There's comes with all the side dishes that you could want. For example, we've had the start off with a green salad with cranberry vinaigrette and potato and gravy and rolls and stuffing and squash, beets. Hey, I mean, it's like Thanksgiving dinner being served at your table.
That sounds really delicious, Stephen.
And we do make the rolls here, the potatoes here.
That was
and the gravy, obviously.
Oh, nice smooth gravy. We had extra gravy. The potatoes were like really, really smooth. I mean, they were excellent mashed potatoes.
Yeah, well, let's not forget the turkey croquettes that we
I was going to say, Willem enjoyed those.
Oh,
with
I did.
His Dutch heritage.
Absolutely. Croquettes, delicious.
I'm getting hungry just hearing all about this now.
Oh, Don't you wish you were there?
Hey, should have come down the day before.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we enjoyed ourselves over at Hart's Turkey Farm.
I'm sure you did.
Very easy to get to off of Highway 93. Take the exit at Meredith, and you just drive, you know, 10 short miles east, and you're right near a beautiful lake and a hill. You got
it's a wonderful left. Area. It's just a beautiful area.
It is. We have a lot of Canadian tourists that come down here to enjoy the lake and to ski at our mountains, which we enjoy going up there also.
You can serve a number of bus tours. You're very popular on the bus tour circuit. They don't really have to. They don't have to wait for their food. They know they're going to get an enjoyable, full, really enjoyable meal.
And what's also really nice about the region and the area is it's an easy stop for people that are heading further. It's a great place to stop on by, have a wonderful meal, and then carry on to your final destination.
That's correct, whether you're heading north or south.
Yeah, the intersection of routes 3 and 104. So take Highway 104, exit off Interstate 93, and you're right there. Turn left when you get to the intersection.
Yeah, that's not mentioned anywhere.
There's no sign. I don't, or at least maybe there is, but we were just so hungry and famished. We were looking forward to our meal so much we didn't see it, but we knew it was at the intersection. But hey, we turned right. But hey,
you took the other left.
We had to turn around and come back. But hey, we got to see more of the area, more of the beautiful Lakes region of New Hampshire.
Yes, and featuring Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, when we turned right when we first made the wrong turn, you could see right how the lake in the distance and some little islands in the middle, and it was just at the end of the day, the sun was setting. It was a beautiful sight.
Yeah, we're blessed to be in this area.
Well, it also gives us an idea for, we do a lot of Travel World events, well, a lot. Right now we have three major events that we do. We want to add our fourth one out in Meredith next May, having Travel World correspondents and interested parties all congregate over at Hart's Turkey Farm Restaurant, and we'll be making announcements to that effect, so you're gonna definitely hear about it.
And I'm looking forward to hosting that. It'll be an exciting thing for Meredith, New Hampshire.
Well, it's true. We have an awful lot of great people, you know, among the listeners and among the correspondents of Travel World. I mean, after all, it is all about friends sharing travel with friends, so this is going to be one friendly gathering. You know, in addition to our annual barbecue, which was a heck of a success, this year also we got the Halloween party coming up and, of course, the Christmas party soon to be there. The thing that was most notable here at Hart's Turkey Farm Restaurant also is the overall theme. They have all the decorations, and there's turkey plates. You've got a really neat-looking gift shop, with and you can buy all kinds of stuff that has to do with the restaurant, the food, the themes, and things. The thing I noticed also, you can also, part of the meal that you have, you can order the all-white meat, which is more to my liking, and it was all tender, juicy. It was, you know, you have the stuffing underneath, which they don't mention, and that is really good.
Mm, excellent stuffing.
What's the stuffing made with?
It's a bread stuffing, lightly seasoned, and we have sautéed onions and sautéed celery in it. It's a pretty simple stuffing to cover the general palate. It's Grandma Hart's recipe.
Mm. Oh, it's real true home cooking for 50 years. You've become an institution, and people will make an effort. The bus tours, you're on their circuit, people touring the area, they come back year after year. You do a majority of your business is repeat business.
That's correct. I had a gentleman in last night that said the first time he had come here was in 1957, and he's been coming back ever since.
Wow.
Well, it's easily understandable, too. And you know, we've left out, of course, the missing ingredient, which is the all-important reason why people just keep coming back over and over and over again. It's the friendly, welcoming atmosphere that you have when you get there. And the wait staff, you know, they were very, you could tell with everybody, but they were very warm and hospitable. And we had a very, very enjoyable time, largely because of how warmly we were received.
Travel is based on people and the relationships, and it was like stepping in to somebody's home, albeit a larger home, and being served a home-cooked meal, something that is really missing in this day of homogenized offerings and the consultant-driven focus groups that tell you have to have 13 French fries and not 12 and not 14 because some group in Columbus, Ohio deemed it important.
And it's also nice because if you come into a really nice ambiance, you're automatically relaxed, and you can really sit back and enjoy that meal.
Part of the most interesting part, again, when you go to a place like this, And because it's his own, your own place, and it's a family-owned restaurant, you know that things are made right there on the premises. That is what really stood out for me. It's something that you can't get, just a little bit further down the exit. It's not a chain, or it's not one of these mass-produced kinds of things. This is all homemade right in their own kitchen, and therefore, when you go, it's that much more enjoyable, because when I'm traveling, I usually try to look for places that I can't find when I'm home.
Places that are unique and places that stand out from the ordinary. The place again is Hart's Turkey Farm on the internet at hartsturkeyfarm.com, routes 3 and 104 in Meredith, New Hampshire, about 10 miles east from Interstate 93. Talking to Russ Hart this morning from Hart's Turkey Farm. Thanks for joining us, Russ.
You're quite welcome, and I appreciate all the nice comments, and my staff, I'm sure, will also appreciate that. We work hard to take care of our guests, and as we say, see you at Hart.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Again.
Stay tuned following the break. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio.
Six Flags and experience the biggest theme park and water park thrills in all of New England. Eight mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number one on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, two kids areas, and more. Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever tornado power slide, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission.
Bigger chills, bigger heels, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrill.
Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England. Open daily. Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Termbuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Ripping down my body.
Traveling to very hot places. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Back with Stephen Pickford, Ellis Obel in the studio. Special guest Scott Fontaine joining us. Thank you once again for joining us on the air. I know you don't have a mic near you, but it's really a pleasure to have you with us once again. Always a pleasure having friends of Travel World with us. It's all about friends, Steve.
Yes, and we're talking this morning with Sam Ion. She's from suburban Toronto, just west of Toronto, a travel writer, past president of the Travel Media Association of Canada. And she's back from Honduras as we start thinking about places to get away to as the cold late autumn months and winter months approach us. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Stephen. And it's raining, and I want to go back to Honduras.
Sometimes when it's cold and damp, you start thinking, oh, boy, the warmth. And what exactly did you see and do in Honduras that made it so special for you?
Well, Stephen, I've been twice now, 2 years in a row. First time I fell in love, I did not love the hotel. So I went back to see what else was there, and found a long-stay property, which is part of a residential, I guess here in Canada we'd call it cottage area.
Right.
Fell in love with the owners. The owner is Canadian, is a Canadian citizen, and went to school in Canada. But her roots are in Honduras. Her mother was started the Red Cross in Honduras.
Well, it's the people you meet when you travel that really make a trip special.
Well, what was special is Honduras is a little hidden gem that hasn't been discovered yet.
Ah, the hidden gem, the jewel.
The jewel. First of all, people can't quite figure out where it is, and it's actually between Guatemala, El Salvador. Ooh, and I'm stuck here, Stephen. I have to think.
Well, I think it's near Nicaragua. So
and Nicaragua is the third. That's right.
Right.
And people wonder if wasn't that the place where there was a war? Well, actually, there was. It lasted 100 hours in 1968 over a soccer game between Honduras and El Salvador.
They must have borrowed that idea from the British, though. I mean, we see what soccer games are like in Europe.
It develops the passion, that Latin passion.
Latin passion. That was their war. Other than that, it's a very peaceful country. And I guess what made me fall in love, Stephen, most of my readers are looking, a lot of them are looking for a long stay, flee from the snow and the rain and the sleet.
Oh, yeah.
And they're looking for price.
Yeah, they want something that's enjoyable, but they don't want to pay an arm and a leg for it.
Well, listen to this, Stephen. 4-2 in a casita, which is a little six-sided cottage. They're called casitas.
Okay.
Air on American Airlines from Toronto, a one-month stay, 4-2, $2,700 U.S. Do you like it?
Yeah, sounds good, because the airfare alone can easily cost you $700,
$800. So. The airfare is around from Toronto, I'm thinking Canadian here. The airfare is $750 U.S., and people can use their points if they want to.
Well, you can get to pretty well from anywhere along the East Coast, east of the Mississippi, on American Airlines via their Miami hub, and,
exactly.
and you're there.
Now, exactly.
What part of Honduras did you visit?
The it's called Tela, and it's an old banana town. Chiquita bananas were big in there. It's an hour from the airport, San Pedro Sula. Beautiful beach, Caribbean beach. You're looking at that white sand. Surrounded by national parks.
That sounds wonderful.
It's very ecotourism friendly. People wanting for a destination that really includes the best of ecotourism really have to consider Honduras.
It's also nice because then you'll have the beaches, you'll have the state parks. I mean, I'm sure the scenery must be just breathtaking.
And they have a huge biological park, which was started by Chiquita, where they have the only plant that I've ever met that will kill you if you touch it.
What's that?
Oh, don't ask me the name of it, Stephen. but it's a man-killing plant.
Oh, we should import a few of those. Get them in handy.
I wasn't tempted to see if perhaps women were exonerated.
I was just going to ask you that one.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Now. But this is also the country which has the second best diving in the world. This is where the late Pierre Trudeau used to go to dive almost yearly because he said it was closer than Australia, which is, as you know, is the best in the world.
Okay.
There's tons of things to do.
Okay.
I guess what excited me...
It's karaoke.
Oh, no.
No, but you can do bingo in Spanish.
Do you ever do that, Sam? You ever walk into a bingo hall, you listen for a word to come, and then you just yell bingo for no reason, people throw up their peanuts? Oh, God, bingo. Sorry.
No, because I don't do bingo, but I was intrigued with the idea of learning some Spanish by playing bingo in Spanish.
It's a good learning experience.
Absolutely.
And ¿Dónde está el bingo chip?
No sé.
This property, because they have so many residents in it, they have 10 rental casitas. And what I found was the residents, when they come from New York for a week or from the capital city of Honduras, they were so friendly, it was amazing. You're used to staff being friendly, but to have people say, well, you must come over for a drink. Oh, you're from Toronto. Please come at 4 o'clock.
Would you attribute that mostly to the fact that tourism isn't as built up as it is in other countries?
Yeah, it's not built up at all.
That is what
I was excited because I was there before it happened.
Yeah,
but it was really a sleepy coastal town, and it's developed somewhat, but you have those nice little places to stay, as you mentioned, but it's not so overwhelming that every chain is there and all of the mass-produced tourism infrastructure is there. You've got nice things, but you've still got the ambiance.
And it allows you the taste of the actual culture, and you get a chance to meet the local people and have the opportunity to perhaps join them in their day-to-day life.
Well, they're very open because they haven't been over-touristed. The police chief in Tela, which is the banana port town in the area, just about has his law degree, and he has looks that are to die for.
Oh.
I'm there.
Pardon?
I'm there.
Right. Yes.
Describe it for our audience in Salisbury.
I beg your pardon?
Describe for our audience in Salisbury. We have many people who are into that.
I missed that, Stephen. I'm sorry.
We're asking for a little description of how great a man he is.
Oh, cheekbones.
I'd like to hear too.
Carved cheekbones.
Carved cheekbones.
Yes. Cheekbones to die for.
That rugged, macho Latin look.
Exactly.
Liquid brown eyes.
Liquid brown eyes, but a very gentle manner of speaking.
Ah, yes. Very smooth.
And I won't talk about the pretty women, Stephen, for you.
I'll have to go and discover that for myself.
But what I really liked about this property, the casitas are brand new, and they wanted me to make a list of what long-stay people might need, what was missing, And I would say, well, it'd be nice if you had hooks on the bathroom doors for bathrobes. And that was about it. I mean, they have cable TV. They have a huge TV viewing room. The maid comes in every day and does the dishes.
Oh, just like, sounds like Best of Home, but without having to do it yourself. It sounds like such a great place. We'll have to talk more about it at a future date and some other great off-the-beaten-path places that you're going to discover for us, Sam. They have a website to learn about the area, www.tela, that's TELA-Honduras.com, getting there on American Airlines through the Miami hub. Talking today with Sam Ion from Toronto on her trip down to Honduras. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Stay tuned for the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
Do you wake up every morning stiff and sore? Do your back, shoulders, or legs ache with pain? Are you stressed out, tense, and irritable?
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
It might be that old-fashioned flat mattress you sleep on, but wait. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on another one.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
You've seen on TV how the Craftmatic adjustable bed can be raised or lowered to give your back, shoulders, and legs the exact support they really need. You've seen how it heats and massages with the push of a button.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
Did you know we give away a free bed every month? Would you like to get in on the next six giveaways? Just call 1-866-WINBEDS for contest rules and a free catalog. See for yourself how the amazing Craftmatic adjustable bed has helped over a million people.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
There's no obligation and nothing to buy. For six chances to win a free bed from Craftmatic, call now. 1-866-946-2337.
1-866-WINBEDS.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who would like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. www.focusonlearning.org. or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh yeah, and we're back. Will and back is Stephen Pickford, Ellis Oberlin Studio, having a fantastic time here. And we're describing now, we're back in our hometown of Montreal, but we're talking about Toronto 03, Steve.
Yes, and David Pico joins us now. He's the chair of the Toronto City Summit Alliance and the Toronto 03 Tourism Recovery Alliance. He's the founder and volunteer chair of both organizations, geared to, as a public-private partnership, geared to get the world thinking and traveling again back to Toronto. Good morning, David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, what got you intrigued to get behind this idea and to push this through all the levels of bureaucracy that you probably had to deal with to get it going?
Well, last year we put together this civic group, the Toronto City Summit Alliance, that focused on how we could get the economy and other things kickstarted in Toronto. And then we got hit with SARS in the spring, of course, which devastated our tourism industry. So we got together the public sector with about half a dozen companies, and we formed a nonprofit corporation to get tourism restarted in the city, beginning in late June, early July, when the SARS crisis had abated and the all clear was in the wind.
What are some of the efforts that you've got planned or are in the midst of actually implementing right now to get this program off the ground?
Well, we've really focused on getting Americans to come up and rediscover Toronto. Toronto is one of the best kept secrets, I think, in North America. 44% of our population of 5 million here is foreign-born, so we have just fantastic ethnic communities, a great Greek town, Chinese town, South Asian town, Italian area, Portuguese, you name it, with all the restaurants and culture that goes with it.
Let's not forget Kensington Market.
Absolutely.
Which is the inspiration of our own shtick we're going to be doing here on the Travel World Radio Show, the King of Southington. Of course,
exactly.
We're talking about Charlie Prophet.
And that's right. That's right. And so what we try to do is package up some great values for Americans to come up and visit and Canadians from across other parts of Canada. A couple examples. Right now we're running a theater package which gets you a ticket to The Lion King or Mamma Mia, two of the top Broadway shows that have been playing here, along with a great hotel room, a full course dinner at one of our top downtown restaurants, and another attraction ticket included, like a Blue Jays game or something like that. And that starts at $123 per person, so it's a fabulous value. And we've put all these packages up on our website, which is toronto03.com. So you just toronto03, don't worry how you spell it, you'll get there. And it has all the packages and attractions and things we're featuring, which is terrific. Another thing we're doing right now is running a kids' road trip where kids under 12 go free, both for the hotel room and at 11 major kids' attractions in the city, which includes the CN Tower, our famous world-famous Science Center, Ontario Place, a whole host of places around the city, the zoo, and so on.
And let's not forget promotions including Via Rail Canada, one of our favorite sponsors here on the Travel World Radio Show, which brings you right into the heart of downtown Toronto, right at the CN Tower, one of my favorite places to go.
Yep, absolutely. So it's a great time to come to Toronto, and there's some special events we're doing in the week, what Canadians call their Thanksgiving weekend, which is the weekend of October 12th. The NHL is going to be bringing the Stanley Cup home, and we have Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, and that'll be coming on a Via Rail train, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a big celebration. There's contests going on for Americans to win free trips, and it's a great time to come and see the Hockey Hall of Fame as the NHL season kicks off.
We've always believed that Toronto is a great launching point for almost any vacation for an American to come to Canada, generally speaking. Not only is it a great place in and of itself, and you can spend, weeks and still not see everything there is to do, but it's a great place to launch from wherever you go. Toronto is central to just about everything.
That's true, and there's so many excursions, daytime excursions. You can get down to Niagara Falls in an hour and see the falls and a lot of fun stuff down there, casinos and so on, and kids attractions. You can head out to some of our farm country or our theater centers, Stratford, west of the city, and the Shaw Festival down in Niagara on the Lake, one of the oldest towns in Canada. Both are running through November, end of November, with their theater season, so you can see a fantastic musical or a play. And then with our fall colors, it's a great time to head up north to Muskoka, which is just an hour and a half north of Toronto, lots of country inns and so on. And our website, toronto03.com, has details on all of those side trips.
There's information as well on the website about events and festivals, sort of special things that people can include and get out and meet some local people.
Absolutely. We've also got some new attractions for people who may have been to Toronto 4 or 5 years ago but wonder what's new. We've got a fabulous district just on the east side of town called the Distillery District. This was the home of the original Gooderman Worts, which was one of the first and largest breweries in North America, built in 1832. And a complex of 44 Victorian buildings has been completely renovated with cobblestone streets and the original architecture from 160 years ago. It's filled with over 400 artists who maintain various studios and the rest of it, cafes, restaurants. It's the oldest industrial renovated district in North America. It just opened this summer to rave reviews, so that's a wonderful new attraction. People can come, and almost every weekend they've got busker festivals, music festivals going on there, Jazz.
Ah, yes, the music's on the street. That particular area of the city itself is just alive with all kinds of different activity, because even taking the train through that, you can see as you walk past the towns, and ordinarily the train goes through what traditionally or in the last few years has been the dingy part of town, but when you're going through Toronto, I mean, passing westward from Guildwood Station towards Union, you can actually see the life on the street. And
yeah, it's really been fantastic. And, you know, Toronto's a city of neighborhoods. You've got to walk the neighborhoods. They're easy to walk. We've got a great subway system, so you can get around town. A day pass is just $8 Canadian, which is about $6 U.S., so it's a very cheap city to visit and an easy city to get around. And these ethnic neighborhoods, I think, are wonderful. You know, we've got the largest population of Greeks outside of Greece, the largest population of Portuguese outside Portugal, 430,000 Chinese, a small Chinese city within the city. So they're wonderful areas to visit and have a meal and shop and the rest of it.
Well, all the different neighborhoods and all the different things. One of the other things I've always loved about Toronto is the it is very proactive when it comes to making the city friendly to incoming traffic, and I'm talking about making it easy to get around with your automobile, easy to park your automobile downtown, and then also the subway system and the TTC. I mean, and you still have the streetcars, which are such a charming part of any city.
And then don't forget the GO trains too.
Absolutely, you can get in from the suburbs quite easily if you're visiting friends, and we've got commuter trains running 7 days a week, which is terrific. But one of the other things Americans and I think Canadians sometimes don't realize if they live outside of Toronto is what a live theater city we've become. We're the second center of live theater in North America after New York. Any given week, there's over 20 productions on in the city. As I mentioned earlier, we've got special packages on Mamma Mia and Lion King, but there's many other plays opening. The producers are opening here in the city, and you've got a lot of local talent and repertory theaters as well. So it's a great city if you love live theater, live comedy. Second City, of course, originated in Chicago but came here after, and people like Dan Aykroyd and Gilda Radner got started here, and the next Aykroyds and Radners are coming up through our comedy system here with over a dozen live clubs.
Mike Myers is from Toronto.
Mike Myers, Jim Carrey. I mean, somebody asked me the other day from the States, said, how come Toronto's produced so many famous American comics? Martin Short. But it's true, and our comedy scene is very alive in both stand-up and also improvisational.
One of my favorite... Well, Canadians in stand-up have always been fantastic. I mean, one of my favorite comedy troupes ever out of Toronto was the Frantics. I mean, they're long gone, but
yep.
they're now... They've gone on to do other productions. I mean, Rick Green has gone on to do the Red Green Show, and then there's more other things that these people have done. And seriously, the comedy available... the Royal Canadian Air Force is out of Toronto.
Yep. Second City TV, of course, and all the rest of it. No, it's terrific. And we've got some special comedy weekends posted on the website, and we'll have some more during the fall. So, and then, of course, sports. For the sports-minded, we've got the Toronto Raptors, who are looking for a big comeback season with Vince Carter. So that'll be starting. And, of course, the Maple Leafs, Toronto's sort of favorite team, hopefully having a big season in hockey.
I was driving through Toronto back around April time, and you can tell as you're headed towards playoffs, people start painting their garage doors blue with a Toronto Maple Leafs logo.
That's right.
And, you know, it's great to see that kind of maniacal enthusiasm. I mean, it just brings it out what an alive city this is.
Yeah, and we've got some great other sports too. Of course, there's Canadian football, and then we've got things like lacrosse, which has become a huge sport in Toronto now with our team. It's called the Toronto Rock, and they play through the late fall and winter, and have been past champions of the North American Lacrosse.
Let's not forget the Blue Jays.
And the Blue Jays, still have a few games left here and actually have what looks to be the Cy Young contender, Roy Halladay, playing for them. So that it's part of the scene as well. One other thing your listeners may be interested in, too, is I think I've mentioned some of these special packages, but just about all our hotels have kind of a make-your-own package opportunity, and one can dial in our online Toronto03.com and get phone numbers for booking at the hotel, so you don't have to go with the packages we put together, but just about everybody's got special discounts on, which has been part of our effort to bring people back this fall.
There's been a concerted effort by really every member of the Toronto hospitality industry to put together special incentives to bring the visitors in from across North America.
Absolutely, and we're featuring those all the time. And you know, when you think about the American dollar and sort of how far it can go here, I mean, you can get these hotel packages well under $100 U.S. per night, and as I mentioned, a couple of them with the theater and kids' attractions thrown in as well. So it's a terrific value for Americans. And in terms of getting up here, you mentioned Via Rail, which runs trains up from the States. We also have great bus connections and, of course, a fabulous world-class airport, one of the busiest in North America.
A great, accessible, and affordable city. David Pico, chair of the Toronto City Summit Alliance. Check out his website for all the great deals and information, Toronto03.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, David.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to welcoming lots of our American cousins up here.
Thanks. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light.
Shut that door.
That was my idea.
Yes,
but I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Really says it all for the Travel World Radio Show. We are going off the deep end on a regular basis. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem back is Stephen Pickford and Alice Obel in studio. We've got Melanie Refis online, and we've got more topics for you.
Yeah, it's our whole show today with the varying destinations. Melanie joins us this morning to discuss St. Augustine, Florida, amongst other places. It's the oldest city in the U.S., one with enough history, southern hospitality, and Spanish charm to keep a traveler busy for days. And she lets us in a little bit more about this wonderfully historic and very old city. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi, Stephen and Willem. How are you guys?
We're great.
Good.
Now, how old exactly is St. Augustine?
Well, we're talking pretty old here. This is a nearly 500-year-old city, as you said.
Oh, it's even older than Vic Phillips.
Well, actually, that would be a neck-and-neck run there. But, yes, it's the oldest, settled city in the United States, and they like to call it the oldest city in the United States. Founded, actually, back in 1565, officially. But Ponce de Leon, the guy that we all know for his Fountain of Youth, came ashore, in fact, in 1513, which, for all of you keeping track, is about 55 years before the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. So this is an old city, and as you said, it's full of all kinds of old southern Spanish charm.
Now, how much of the Spanish style has been retained?
Well, the whole place, it's really, you know, I don't think I've ever used the word cute and quaint for a city before, but I'd have to use it for St. Augustine. It's a very, very Spanish city. It has 83 historic sites and 144 blocks of historic houses. It's no wonder, actually, their website is visitoldcity.com, because they really cash in on it. Tourists just love to look at the old history, the sights, and the sounds, and it's really like a trip back in time.
What have been some of your favorite activities during your visit?
Well, I did a whole lot of things there. I mean, certainly it's right on the water. So sitting on a beach looking at the bay, or sitting on a bench, rather, looking at the bay, it was probably my favorite. But I also toured a lighthouse, which is the St. Augustine Lighthouse. People get married there, if you can imagine it. It's 165 feet above the ground, and it's 219 steps with no elevator. So if you want a good workout, you walk to the top, built back in 1871. And the locals say it's the best place to propose marriage. So it's a pretty romantic place, but it's a very, very beautiful, beautiful lighthouse. The other thing that I love doing is I took a boat called the Freedom Schooner, which was a ghost boat tour, and it's right when the sun goes down at night, and it's about $20, and the guides are all dressed as pirates and all kinds of old Spanish, you know, a lot of local lore and history and ghosts.
I thought you said goats.
That would be ghosts. And the Freedom Schooner was a whole lot of fun. It's a three-masted ship for anyone who knows anything about boats, and that was fun.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I also toured, by the way, a winery called the San Sebastian Winery. And who knew from wine in Florida? But it's delicious, I must say. Wins all kinds of prizes. And there's a free tour, and if you can stick it out, you get some good samples at the end. So there's a lot of things to do. Check their website. There's tons and tons of stuff to do in St. Augustine.
Now, also, where would you stay? You go there, there has to be some very unique places that you could choose to stay at.
Well, interesting question, Stephen, because this is a city that only has one big hotel, believe it or not. And they have B&Bs. That's all they have there are B&Bs. And I stayed in one called the Casa de la Paz, which is the House of Peace. And it was right on the bay, and it was just, you know, out of a Norman Rockwell movie, truly. It was it's a beautiful old yellow house, and it's only one of three on the bayfront, with the best breakfast I've ever had, by the way. Willem, you would have loved the Eggs Benedict.
Ah. Not Eggs Benedict Arnold.
Eggs Benedict Spanish style. And actually very good brownies as well. But these B&Bs are everywhere. And they're not, you know, they're reasonably priced, but they're not as inexpensive as one might think of a B&B. This one is about, it ranges from about $130 to $200. And the owner, Sherry and Marshall, are so nice. It's like really being part of a family when you stay in a B&B. And in St. Augustine, I truly recommend it. It's a wonderful place to be.
Well, you also visited another destination, Daytona, but I'll give out the St. Augustine tourism phone number first. It's 1-800-653-2489. The website, again, www.visitoldcity.com. And the Casa de la Paz B&B is at www.casadelapaz.com. Now, Daytona Beach has sort of changed its image around a bit from being like the rowdy home of drunken spring breakers over the past years.
Yes, you're right, Stephen. Daytona's come a long way since rowdy college kids took it over back in the 70s. It's a wonderfully new tourist destination, really, in Florida, and many people go to St. Augustine and Daytona together. It's only about an hour drive. So it's a good kind of combination, and it is still known for fast cars and speed because, as we know, the Speedway is in Daytona, and it's a wonderful, wonderful tourist attraction. People love going to the Speedway. Willem, by the way, if you're ever down there and you want to shell out $130, you can get behind the wheel of a fast car and zip around that Daytona track. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be an awful lot of fun. Like, can I take my Subaru?
No, I think you wouldn't take your Subaru if you wanted to have your Subaru after the adventure was finished. But you can pay them, and you're actually right down there. I mean, the tour that I took, you go right down to Victory Lane and right on the track itself. It's great fun.
That ought to be really, it's like almost like a fantasy camp, going to a NASCAR track like that.
Oh, somebody like Chad Kennedy would be right in his element.
Oh, yes, we got to take Chad, hands of Chad.
It is exactly a fantasy, and in fact, people get married on the Victory Laneway, right down there. You can actually say your I do's and have a reception overlooking all of the interactive games and things that are in the theme park adjoining it.
No, other than all this racing and water and marriages, I'm trying to put them all together there. What other things did you do that were kind of fun?
Well, Daytona Beach has about 23 miles of beaches, and so really, and the other thing interesting about the beaches in Daytona is you can drive on them. I've never seen anything like that before. It was the strangest thing. There's lanes on the sand for cars. But the beaches are pristine and really, really great. So just sitting around, you know, on the beach is one of the things that people do when they go to Daytona. But there's also another lighthouse, because I got in the lighthouse mood from St. Augustine. And this one is the Ponce de Leon Lighthouse. It's the second tallest one in the United States. And you can also climb to the top. And there's a pretty interesting museum on the ground floor. You know, there's plenty of things to do. It's a slower pace. There's tourist attractions. The largest flea market in Florida is there with 1,000 booths, rather. So if you're into power shopping, you can run around the flea market. Or, as I say, you can just kind of sit around and look at the beach.
Many of the places to stay are right on the beach.
They are right on the beach because that's really their big draw for tourists. And I chose sort of a brand name that I knew would be consistently good, which is the Hilton. And it's right on the beach. My room overlooked the beach with a balcony as big as a ballroom. And I got to tell you, the Hilton in Daytona, it was under $100 a night this time of year. So pleasant surprise, well worth the money, and a great, you know, there's always consistency when it's branded a Hilton or something that we're familiar with. So quite, you know, quite recommend it. Location is everything, and there it's right on the beach.
And you couldn't go down to the seashore without eating some great seafood.
No, there's tons of that. Funny you should ask. And there's a cool little restaurant. I think it's a chain, although I'd never been to it, called Bubba Gump's, and it's from the Forrest Gump movie. And it has really great shrimps, and the gift shop, of course, sells the box of chocolates, as you can imagine. I also went to a really interesting place called Song, S-O-N-G, strange name for a restaurant, but it's on North Beach Street in Daytona, and it's a Mongolian grill. So if you're into cooking your own stuff or giving it to the chef to cook for you, pick your raw ingredients, great deal for about $21 a person. No Tupperware allowed, sorry, although I was tempted. It was really great.
Oh, yeah, pull a Rubenstein and bring some home.
Yes, and definitely bring some home. Actually, speaking about cooking your own, I went to the Old Sugar Mill Griddle House, which is right in the middle of the state park in Daytona, and they give you pancake batter, and on every table is the griddle, so you cook your own pancakes.
Oh, you do the work. It's like a...
You do the work, but that's for $5, so you can flip a pancake or two.
Yeah, no, it's a reasonable rate. You can get more information about how they've turned around Daytona Beach and its new marketing image at www.daytonabeach.com, 1-800 544-0415, and the Daytona Beach Hilton, DaytonaBeachHilton.com, 1-800-HILTONS is the number. A lot of great things to do in Florida, that whole northeast coast, St. Augustine, Daytona Beach. Where exactly did you fly into? Which airport?
I actually flew into Orlando. Orlando is about 2 hours from St. Augustine. Miami is about 5 hours. So you can grab connecting flights to Jacksonville from the Miami airport, and then you just drive an hour to St. Augustine. You can fly into Orlando. There's a lot of options in Florida for all of our listeners. There's just a lot of airlines and a lot of, I used American Airlines, but they're all pretty user-friendly to get you to either St. Augustine or Daytona.
Very accessible destination. Melanie Reffes back from St. Augustine, Daytona Beach. Lots of fun on Florida's northeast coast. Next week, I'll be down on the New Jersey shore with the aforementioned Vic Phillips at the Ocean Place Resort and Spa, trying some spa treatments, relaxing Indian summer. That's next Saturday right here on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pixley.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.